नमस्कार। हमारा देश और पूरा विश्व आज कोविड-19 की चुनौतियों का सामना कर रहा है। कोविड-19 अभी ख़त्म नहीं हुआ और कोविड-19 की तरफ लड़ाई करते करते इफ़ यू वॉन्ट टू लिसन समथिंग कूल अमेजिंग एंड एंटरटेनिंग लिसन टू आवर पॉडकास्ट। हाई आई एम राजीव।
हाई आई एम अभिषेक एंड वी ब्रिंग यू आवर पॉडकास्ट बट वाई वी नेम्ड इट लाइक दिस। लिसन टू अस because we bring you amazing stories and interesting facts around the world.
Hello everyone, welcome to our third episode of But Why. We really liked your response so far for our podcast. People liking it, they are appreciating our efforts. We are coming back after a long break, but we will make more consistent podcasts and we'll make sure that we'll have a perfect we'll have a good podcast recorded for you. So hi, I'm Rajiv.
Hi, this is Abhishek.
And we are going to discuss three things. First news is, of course, we will talk about our love for cricket. So India Australia series, ODI, as well as T20 series.
Ooh!
We are happy that T20 before World Cup we are very promisingly won T20 series. There are certain reasons because of which we lost to ODI series, but we'll discuss that in this podcast. Also, the ray of hope that 2020 is going to end on a positive note, that we will finally have vaccine. Britain and USA has finally approved Pfizer, so we are also hoping that India will soon have vaccine too. So that is another positive news. So if you want to plan for Goa and cancel it, you will next year.
And you have 2 weeks to go, 2 weeks to cancel your Goa plans again this year.
Yes. And the third thing is, we are going to retrospect the entire year 2020. We are going to talk about some of the good things happened in 2020.
Of course, there are so many things to talk about 2020, but we have decided in the last 18 days left in 18 or so 20 days left in 2020, we're going to talk about highlight the positives and the positives which we are going to take into the next year.
That's true, because 2020 we had a lot of negative news, so talking positivity will end our 2020 on positive note and it will create a hope for 2021. So let's start with our first topic for the day. Our first topic is, of course, India versus Australia, and India won T20 series. Let's celebrate that we won it. And our performance was really great in T20 series. So especially if you are talking about performance by two Indian players, one was debutant and another is now became the pillar of Indian cricket, that is Hardik Pandya.
Indian middle order, I would say. Indian middle order.
Yeah, definitely. Indian, or currently the best all-rounder that we have, because he was suffering from back pain issue. He had an operation, but yet he bowled some over and he took a crucial wicket in that few overs. But especially Hardik Pandya played excellent knock that helped us win two matches, and he played very positive cricket. He is a hope that we might win next year World Cup that is going to happen in India, or maybe a next to next year World Cup too that is going to happen in Australia again. So we are positive that Indian team might perform very well. So what do you think about Hardik Pandya's performance?
So Rajiv, basically hearing you talk about World Cup and India winning World Cup already, I think you have got your hopes too high because of the innings which you saw of Hardik Pandya. And I personally think that it seems like you have become a huge fan of Mr. Pandya already. Because you're claiming that we are going to get the World Cup and also the one after that in our pocket.
Yeah,
my personal opinion about Hardik Pandya is, first good thing about what happened was that the whole IPL was a success. And what we saw of Hardik Pandya in the IPL is how well he helped Mumbai with their batting and the smashing all around the place in T20 with his explosive batting. And he carried that form into the Australian series after a huge, after a 6 month long gap which he had before IPL. So that was a huge positive because we didn't have an explosive batsman in the middle order for a long time. We don't have an option other than Hardik Pandya. So we definitely missed him, and it was great to see him back to his explosive nature in Australia, especially in Australia, which is outside Indian.
Yeah, you're right. But it's not just because of also Hardik Pandya I'm very hopeful about. Rohit Sharma was not playing in this 11, and we didn't have explodes.
So you were hopeful because he was not playing?
No. So I was hopeful because if Rohit Sharma comes back, definitely that will add a strong point. So see if we will have openers like Rohit Sharma and Shikhar Dhawan, who are already plays a nice cricket, or especially Dhawan. When it comes to ICC tournament, you cannot stop Dhawan. We have seen in past that in every ICC tournament, Dhawan always played very well. Then we have, of course, King Kohli. We were struggling in the middle order where we didn't have very explosive batsmen, and now we have three. One is definitely Hardik Pandya. Second one is KL Rahul. And small innings that Sanju Samson plays. However, Sanju Samson sometimes plays stupid shots and gets out. But maybe if his role is just to smash few boundaries in less than 10 overs, then he is doing his job very well.
What do you think about Sanju Samson's placement at number 4? I personally find him I personally feel that Sanju Samson placed anywhere but the opening is a waste of placement, because I personally, like you mentioned, I don't see him to be a mature, composed batsman who can build an innings like, for example, Shreyas Iyer or KL Rahul can if they come at 2 down, 3 down. So I personally see Sanju Samson, Prithvi Shaw as people who can only be good enough at the top order. Well, what do you think about this?
I think Sanju Samson doesn't deserve place in Indian teams for now, considering the kind of batsman we have. Yes, the Sanju Samson fan won't like it, but if you see, although he plays a nice shot, same goes with Rishabh Pant. They start their inning very well, on a promising note, but they play any stupid shot and gets out, and that's why I believe that they don't deserve place in cricket team. If you want to play, if you are playing a responsible shot, take an example of Hardik Pandya. He used to struggle a lot. He struggled in 5-10 balls, first 5-10 balls, but then he made sure that he will settle down and he will play shot where he can hit boundaries or sixes. Virat Kohli is another example, which he takes his time, own time, even in T20 cricket, and make sure that he will place ball and middle the ball very well. In one of the innings, I believe, I have seen that Sanju Samson hit the shot long on. There was a player, okay, and the ball fell short and he couldn't catch the ball. In the same over, he played same shot again and he got out on long on. So if you are playing the same shot and you are getting out on which you just got saved, then you are not playing a smart cricket. And that's why I believe that Sanju Samson, if he plays as a top order batsman where he can go and in power play, he will smash few sixes and makes, say, 30, gives 30, 40 runs partnership in the beginning, that will help in T20 cricket. But definitely, he's not good player for ODI.
Looking at the current picks for the which Indian team did for the first two ODIs as for the batsman. I personally not because I'm a Mumbai Indians supporter, but I personally feel that it would have been a much better choice to take Surya Kumar Yadav over there and have him play, because what we lacked throughout the whole team setup was a confident hitter who was riding on the wave of good form, because Shreyas Iyer has been inconsistent throughout the IPL. So we saw that kind of inconsistency in the first match also, where luckily for us, it worked out in the last match where he hit the two sixes and Hardik Pandya finished up the game. But I personally think that we need somebody like Surya Kumar Yadav, who would have worked much better at number one than Virat Kohli in T20.
I don't know about number one, but yes, I definitely would like to replace Surya Kumar Yadav with Sanju Samson, or for in T20 also with Shreyas Iyer, because kind of positive cricket Surya Kumar Yadav played in last 3 years in IPL gives us hope that he can build innings also in T20 as well as in ODI. So I will definitely vote for Surya Kumar Yadav here,
because I personally feel that it is we should make use of our talents before they are before they get outdated. For example, because Surya Kumar Yadav is already 30 plus, and yes, he doesn't have more than 2-3 years of cricket, at least T20 cricket left in him. So it would be waste of a talent if we don't use him wisely. We have an example of Ambati Raidu, which we did
as well as Wasim Jafar. Wasim Jafar was also a brilliant player, and we couldn't cash in.
Yeah, exactly. So my opinion is that we need to use them before it gets before, because it's not every player has to play a 7 year or 10 year long career to make a difference. If you see Australian cricket team, they had a captain called George Bailey, who was the captain of their team when they were visiting India, and he was pretty good as a captain for the 2-3 years he was, until Michael Clarke came back or Stephen Smith became good enough to take up the captaincy. So it's not that every single player has to every time. I think we always relate to the time when we had the five great batting order, starting with Virendra Sehwag, Sachin Tendulkar, Ganguly, Dravid, Lakshman. That, and these guys played for consistently. This batting order was there for 5 to 6 years. So we always try to emulate that something has to be like that. That we need to have Shikhar Dhawan, Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli, now KL Rahul in addition to it, and maybe Ajinkya Rahane, etc. Always. That batting order has to be like it is kind of eternal, and that has to stick for 5 years or 4 years.
Definitely.
I personally think we have a problem letting go. For example, Virat Kohli is excellent one down batsman in ODI, but I personally don't feel he's the right batsman to come one down in T20. He would rather be better at either at opening or two down, but not one down, because if there is an early wicket, Virat Kohli is somebody I personally feel cannot carry up the momentum, especially if the first two players are explosive, like Rohit Sharma and in T20. I'm not talking about ODI in T20.
Definitely, for ODI, we cannot replace Kohli Cup for
now. Because the one reason, and which Australia has exploited this very well, is because Kohli is not such a great player of spin, which we have seen over past few years. So the spin, like for example, Adam Zampa, especially a leg spinner, comes in to ball at fourth and fifth over, or the moment of power play ends. And if you have your one down batsman coming at the same point, we have seen Kohli struggle, hit fours and sixes and the momentum going straight down until it is until we see the spinners are out of the game, and then he starts hitting it. So that is the reason I personally feel he is not good for the first one down in T20.
So for ICC World Cup, of course, Rohit Sharma and Shikhar Dhawan will always remain the opening player. To one down, Surya Kumar Yadav can play the explosive role that we want, or in that scenario, if we want even more explosive batsman, then we can go ask Hardik Pandya to go up also in the order if we have already built the partnership. This happens in Australia. If you have seen Australia, if both of their batsmen, David Warner as well as Aaron Finch, if they have built a partnership or first wicket partnership up to 50, 60, and they are going with a strike rate of 150 plus, then generally Steve Smith doesn't come as number three.
They usually send Henriques or Stoinis, Wade.
So they send any explosive batsman who can make sure that they will hit sixes or fours and keep that momentum going. Because again, Steve Smith plays old book cricket and he tries to settle down the inning. So he's the best player again in ODI to come as one down, but they take chances and they ask for someone who can hit sixes or four. So India can learn from them and they can switch their batting order according to whatever condition the current pitch or the situation of that current match is.
Let's talk about this. Enough of batting. Now let's talk about this young sensation which we got from IPL, the new Yorker King. And the one thing I love about this guy is because he's a left armer. I have a strict bias towards left arm fast bowlers.
Fast bowler. Me too.
Wasim Akram was my first love when it comes to left arm fast bowling, and it has continued to Mitchell Johnson, and then eventually Irfan Pathan was one of my favorite first left arm Indian bowler with his swing delivery, etc. And now we have a bowler called Natarajan, who I won't say is exactly like Chamin Dawas, but he reminds me a lot about the way his body structure and the way his slight movement is, he reminds me of Chamin Dawas. Of course, his bowling style is different than Chamin Dawas. I would like to talk about T. Natarajan.
Yeah, because India was missing left-arm bowler for long time. We didn't have the left-arm fast bowler for long time. I think 3-5 years we are just had right-arm bowlers bowling the and we always wanted to have one left-arm bowler, and T. Natarajan played. He showed that why he should have been selected earlier, because in his debut match itself he took three crucial wickets, and India won the T20. If you are taking 3 wickets in debut match, then you deserve a place in that particular playing 11. And also, if you have seen very good gesture by Hardik Pandya that he gave his Man of the Series award to T. Natarajan for his excellent spell in throughout the T20 matches. One interesting stat that was shared is in the whatever overs he has bowled, he has almost bowled 12 overs in this series in T20. Only one over he scored more than, or he conceded more than 10 runs. Otherwise, in every over he gave one digit run less than 10 runs. So that is one more positive news that in T20 cricket, if you have a bowler who can give less than 10 runs, then definitely he is the bowler. That is the bowler you should go for. And also David Warner, his IPL teammate, praised him and said he's playing excellent cricket even at international level.
Yeah. Like I said, I have a huge bias for T. Natarajan. Because of he's a left-arm bowler. And if you recall, there was a time when we had 3 left-armers in our team. Irfan Pathan, Ashish Nehra and RP Singh, and all of them were,
okay.
And of course Zach, yes, fourth one. Zach has been there for the longest time, and these were like, I remember 2003 World Cup, and our two opening fast bowlers both were left armers, Nehra and Zahir Khan. And then suddenly there was a huge drought of left-armers. Well, there were only right-arm bowlers, etc. And I don't know. There was some, because I'm not a huge cricket personnel, but being a right-hand batsman, and I personally love when a left-arm fast bowler is gunning towards me from a different end, because it's a completely different experience and a different difficulty level to face them, because somehow we are naturally used to facing right armers and bigger, like,
yes,
dominant side. So yeah, so Natarajan was a very good, like a nice relief to eyes and the team going over there, and he has proved himself. So that's the best part, that he has started with the bang in our tour series.
Yes, so I think we should give more chances to Natarajan. Saini is a nice bowler, but we can replace Saini with Natarajan because of his ability to bowl with the left hand. Bumrah, you cannot replace,
you
definitely,
can't
because
replace
Bumrah is best death bowler we have seen in past 4-5 years for India,
and Bumrah is at his peak right now. He's a complete bowler. He's at the peak in T20. He's at the peak in ODI. Also, he's bowling excellent in Test series. Also, like the one we with the practice match test which we are having right now. If you see the way he is bowling, he is just confident. He knows what he's doing. His mind and his head is in the right space. So Bumrah is our number one bowler right now. I would also prefer having Ishan Sharma because of his experience straight away, because we don't have any bowler with that level of experience in our team right now. And Ishan Sharma, I personally feel, brings a lot. So these two bowlers, fast bowlers, are definitely our go-to. Natarajan is somebody who can be our third bowler and who can bring in the southpaw advantage to it.
But if you are talking about Jasprit Bumrah, then I guess he can turn out to be the best batsman also, because he had recently hit 50 in practice match.
Yes.
So tail ender hitting 50 is the best thing to talk about.
It's the best thing, and the most surprising thing is that we saw 20 wickets fall in that one single day, and so both teams were bowled out, and Bumrah was the only one who hit a half century and had the highest runs of both the teams at the end of the day. So
yes,
the tail ender had the highest score. So we saw the Indian team giving him a guard of honor when he got out and came back into the team.
He deserves that.
He deserved that. Why, I personally found it to be slightly unfortunate that the bowler has to do the batsman job earlier.
Yes. So enough of the cricket for today. We'll talk about the positive news of 2020. The first one that we had is Pfizer vaccine is officially out, and people in UK started getting vaccination, as well as US has just cleared that they will allow Pfizer vaccine. So we have a hope into 2021 that we will go out and we will cancel our plans on the face of people.
Yes, definitely. It's a great news to hear that Pfizer vaccine has started being rolled out in the UK, United Kingdom, and the other countries are following suit. We have good news that Serum Institute in India has also got the rights to produce them. And I think the government, the vaccine will be made available for 250 rupees at government section, at government outlets. And it is hoped to be around 600 rupees for private distribution. So we hope to see the vaccine in our near us in later January or early February, because the first priority also regarding the vaccine has been obviously given to the first responders, the health yeah. workers who have been exposed and been on the forefront of the receiving end of coronavirus.
So that's definitely the corona warriors should get it.
That's a huge boost. Also, there is another vaccine which China has developed called Sinovac, which also has been starting to roll out in Southeast Asia. I think Indonesia is one of the first countries to import Sinovac, and they have started rolling it into their population also. The thing is, because it is Chinese vaccine, there has been less talk about, less positive talk about it. But if we have to believe that it is a good enough, if we have to take it positively, then even there are other vaccines which are also being rolled out other than Pfizer.
So that's true that we have the different vaccine options available, but whatever our government sanctions, it's a good positive news that, because government will not sanction it without getting nods from the scientists in India who are already researching about vaccines. So definitely there's a hope that we will have vaccine. At the end of the day, having vaccine is more important so that we won't be trapped inside our house and we can roam freely again back in the cities. So that's the only hope that we have. Which vaccine we are going to get, it doesn't matter, whether it is Pfizer or any other vaccine.
So Rajiv, will you get yourself vaccinated once you get a chance?
Definitely vaccine. I have already taken many vaccines. I am not anti-vaxxer, so I will definitely go for vaccine.
They will make a cocktail of vaccine for you, I think. You can ask them for a
cocktail of vaccine on the rocks. That's good. So if now that we are talking about the positive news, let's go back and retrospect the entire 2020 year, and what are the things that happened in 2020? And I researched and I found that there are a lot of positive things happened. We are going to discuss few. The first positive news that I found is second person in the world got cured from HIV. So that first person was from Berlin. So he was known as Berlin patient, and now the second person will be known as London patient. And it happened by fluke, because the first person was going through cancer and they had to transport the bone marrow of rare genetic mutation. And because of this transplant, he got cured from HIV, and the same case got happened with London patients. So now scientists across the world are hopeful that they will finally find a solution to HIV so that the deadly disease won't be deadly anymore.
So for me, there is a positive news regarding nature, because one is I would like to mention three cities.